Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. You can listen to or download this or any one of my shows. I've been on the air for 2.5 years, so that's 132 shows. I'm making up a number. But you can find them on the radio show tab at brucesallen.com. Commercial free. Today we spoke about how we all can make a difference, one person at a time. And I think it was some powerful stuff that we talked about and some great recommendations for parents and families as well. Next week, we'll be talking about how men and women handle money differently. I have some funny examples, one of which I'll just tease you with is called the point system. Men believe that there's a point system when they give their women gifts, and women believe there's no point system. So I will explain that next week. I hope you'll like my A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. Follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen and receive my newsletter by going to bruceallen.com and signing up to receive it on the homepage. My forthcoming book, still the title is not determined, but it may have The Long Strange Trip in it, will be a great holiday gift, and you will be able to get that on my website when it's out, which will be sometime, I think, in early, mid-November. It'll cost a whopping $249 or $269 or $279. I'm not quite sure what, but it's going to be in that range. We're having a rock and roll party at Dad Chat tonight. Doesn't everyone have their own special moment song? And so we're inviting you to bring that special moment song, and you will have a chance to win a copy of my book. This applies to my listeners that are hearing this after the particular Dad Chat I'm referencing, because I am giving away at least 2 copies of my book every Dad Chat from now until Christmas time. The new Because I Said So comic strip is called Dad Loves Musical Theater, and it's a tribute to my son's drama club's forthcoming production of Sweeney Todd. The new I'm Not That Dad vlog is another in my concert series, but this time it's my son's own band called Refrain doing a goodbye concert that they put on this summer. Goodbye only because my son went off to school, I assume, and think that the band may reunite for other performances or ongoing musical development, but who knows? So I did a little bit of a rant in the first segment about the president and the vice president and the debates, and I am very curious what will happen tonight in the Veep debates. I suspect Joe Biden will put his foot in it at least once. I just put my foot in it once right then. And I expect Paul Ryan will be as smart and articulate as he often is. But it will be curious. You never know. Joe Biden does have the ability to occasionally hit one out of the park. It's not too often, but once in a while he does. More interestingly will be to see what happens with the next presidential debate. I just have 2 words that I would like Mitt Romney to say to President Obama. One is Benghazi, and just look at him. What would you have to say about Benghazi, Mr. President? And the second one is campaign's ads that have been calling Mitt Romney a liar. I would like Mitt Romney to ask the president, do you think I'm a liar? If so, I would really appreciate you saying it to my face and explaining it. I would love to see that. So we are out of time for this episode of the Bruce Allen Show. I want to thank my support team. First, the unflappable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, who's my engineer and producer. Second, my cheerleader in chief, Les Carroll, our station manager. Thanks again for joining us. And please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.